Welcome to Business Recharge Radio, where businesses are transformed, ideas are ignited, and finances are increased. Get ready to get recharged with your host, the Queen of Content, Felicia Mack.
All right, we are live on Business Recharge Radio. I am your host, Felicia Mack. Welcome back to an amazing episode. If you guys have not checked out our previous episode, we need you to go ahead and do that, where we talked all about education. We gave you some amazing resources that you definitely do not want to miss. So today's show is going to be absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about our amazing guests that we have today. But before I get into that, what I want to share and what I want to talk with you guys about is some upcoming items that we have that I want you just to stay on the lookout for. The first thing is we just launched our Business Recharged University. If you have not heard, you definitely want to take a minute, guys, and you want to go and visit our website at businessrecharged.biz so that you can get all of the amazing information for that as well. And if you have not joined us inside of our private Facebook group, take a moment and do that as well. You can go to facebook.com/businessrechargedcampus. We would love to have you on that platform. Well, today we have an amazing, amazing special guest with us. And, you know, really, she doesn't need a lot of intro, but we have Miss Erin White with us. She is president and CEO of Hexagon Outsourcing Group. Hexagon Outsourcing Group focuses on building the strategic planning capability of budding and seasoned entrepreneurs. Its main focus is to ensure entrepreneurs set goals. And we're going to talk all about goal setting today, which I'm really excited about. So, Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so I gave the very abbreviated version of your bio. And guys, let me just tell you that her bio is absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit more in depth about yourself and about your journey as an entrepreneur.
Sure. So I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. This is actually probably my third career that I'm on. And for undergraduate, I went to Howard University and I have a BBA in hospitality management. I worked for about 10 years and I'll get back to that, but I worked for about 10 years before deciding to go back to business school. And I went to business school at Vanderbilt University where I got an MBA in human and organizational performance with, funny enough, an emphasis in entrepreneurship. Mm. So I had a very exciting time. Now, my first career was in hospitality. I'm one of the rare people that the degree she graduated with, I worked in. And so I started off at the Waldorf Astoria management and training program and ran some of their restaurants and room service. It was great. And then I went on to work at Madison Square Garden and did some other things. But if I really had to talk about my shining moment in that era is when my family, we opened up a small hotel. It was an 8-bedroom guest house in Johannesburg, South Africa. And I went to go do that. And I started from scratch basically and built up the presence. We went from 0 to 4 stars in about 6 months. And that's when I learned how to market and do manuals and train. And that's actually where I learned how to cook. I didn't know I could cook until we couldn't afford a chef. And so I had to become the chef. So that's one skill I picked up. And then after business school, I applied for business school there in Johannesburg. And I got into Vanderbilt and I started in 2007. And after graduating, I was recruited to Coca-Cola Enterprises. That's the European bottler for the Coke system. And did that. And I was there for about 8 years and decided to launch my own business. And that's what you see here, Hexagon Outsourcing. Hmm.
So why did you want to kind of go from that to really focusing on Hexagon Outsourcing? How did that kind of all work out?
So interestingly enough, but not really different than a lot of people, is our headquarters, they announced our headquarters was moving to London. Mm. So the impetus for everything I had been thinking about, I said, you know what, they gave us a good amount of time. They were really fair about it. But I said, this is the time. This is the time time for me to start my own company and do the things that I really like about human resources. And so I formed my company and got everything set up. We're now women-owned certified through WeBank. We're very proud of that. And so that was the catalyst for starting it.
I love that. One of the things that we talk about a lot on our show is we talk about how individuals can kind of bridge what they're doing maybe in their 9-to-5, even if it's not really in alignment with what they want to do as an entrepreneur. But some of those key kind of soft skills that you develop, you know, just throughout your career and your journey, actually integrating those into your business as well. So I like the fact that you said that, you know, you guys had the hotel and then you moved into, you know, Coca-Cola, just all of these different hats, all of these different things that you were doing. And now having Hexacon outsourced, I'm sure a lot of those skills, you know, has helped you with building your business as well as with helping entrepreneurs with goal setting and things of that sort. How hard was that transition?
It really wasn't a difficult transition because one of the things that I've prided myself on is, and I encourage other people to do, is to be curious. People think that you have to have all these different hard skills in order to succeed, but a lot of times, you can definitely, your curiosity is what leads you in a direction that your purpose is pulling you. And so I just tell people to really kind of wherever interests you, wherever your heart leads, go after that. Look at those things, and it's a building block, right? It's not a destination. Things build on one another. And so that's what happened for me. Hospitality and HR are two vastly different things, but the underpinnings of them both are what? Customer experience, employee experience. Making people feel at home in the hospitality realm, right? And then with human resources, the key goal is to make employees feel engaged and to keep the company running effectively.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that you said that. And, you know, one of the things, like, I feel like when people hear the keyword outsourcing, you know, outsourcing can have kind of a negative, you know, connotation to it when you think about corporations outsourcing their business, you know, overseas and just different things. But tell us a little bit more about truly what Hexacon Outsourcing Group does.
Okay. So there are many things, as you said, that is within HR. And I like that you said that sometimes it's important to take those soft skills from what you did before and to transfer them. However, oftentimes you do so many things. A lot of times entrepreneurs will take what they last did and build a business off of that. So that's not what I did. I looked over time, what did I really like to do in both of my careers? And one of those things is plan long-term, as we have to do as entrepreneurs, but what are those things, those milestones that I have to hit to get there? That's what I help entrepreneurs do. I help them see the big picture and then break that big picture down into smaller, more manageable goals. Mm. And one of the tools that I like to use to do that, I'm a very visual person. I believe a lot of people are very visual people. One of my favorite tools that I use is mind mapping. Mm. And so just getting out a pen and a piece of paper, and there are lots of apps to do that, but nothing takes the place of just getting a big old board and just writing down your ideas. And so that's what we do in Hexacon Outsourcing Group, is we make sure that the roadmap is clear for entrepreneurs to realize their dreams.
I love that, because I find that also, and tell me if you agree with this, but I really find that as an entrepreneur, because, you know, sometimes you have a list of things that you want to do. One of the things that's kind of hard is to say, well, what do I focus on first, right? And so I think mind mapping is also important to make sure that you're able to kind of work through those things and what they look like. So I'm really excited about our listeners being able to connect with you, because there's not a lot of, you know, companies that really, really focus on that. And I think it's really the missing component to kind of where a person is and then where they are desiring to be. It's really those steps in between. And it sounds like you assist individuals with that as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you with that. You know, it's making the vision plain. And I think a lot of people, and I'm an advocate of vision boards. I really am. But as well as what is the work that needs to be done in order to make your vision, to take control of that as best you can, because some things are out of our control, and to make sure that we're doing our part to realize those visions and those dreams.
So you mentioned, you know, the mind mapping, and then you also, you know, mentioned some apps and things that would, that you can utilize to mind map. I want to switch gears a little bit though. What is one book, like if there was one book along your entrepreneurial journey that you would recommend for our listeners, what would that be and why?
That's a great, great question. And it's a question that when I'm in front of people who I believe have been successful, whether they're in my area or not, I ask the same question. So thank you for asking me that. One of the books that I've read, and I've read a host of books, and I'm an avid reader. And if your listeners don't hear anything I say, read, 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 read. And I can get back to that later, why I truly believe in that. But the book that I would say is by James Altucher, and it's called Choose Yourself. And the reason why I love that book is, one, he's built many businesses, but he's also failed at many businesses. And then on top of that, he's also failed at life many times. Broken marriages, rebuilt marriages, those types of things. Because we know that entrepreneurship is a balancing act. And people like to say it is, but I even take that out. And I think it's a prioritization act.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that you can ever truly balance. Things are going to shift sometimes, and it's like chess, and it's not checkers. So you're just going to have to say, at what point is this important or that is important? And what I love about that book is that it's irreverent. He's funny. He's hilarious, but he gives the real truth about entrepreneurship. And to listen to yourself, take advice from other people, but listen to yourself. Because there's not a one-size-fits-all for this entrepreneurship thing.
I love that. You said so many different jewels. I hope that you guys have your notebook and your pens and that you are writing this down. Because I tell you, you know, some of the things that you touched on that resonated with me is really making sure that you are setting goals, making sure that you're not afraid to fail forward, right? Yeah. And making sure that that what you're doing, that you're in alignment with what with your desires. So I want to thank you for sharing that with our audience. So guys, we are hanging out talking to Miss Erin White, President and CEO of Hexagon Outsourcing Group. We're going to take a quick break, guys, and we will be right back.
Business Recharged University is a 90-day online program that will assist you to increase your online exposure, income generating activities, as well as your overall visibility. Register today at www.businessrecharged.biz. Use code BRNOW and save $100 off your registration fee.
We are back. I hope that you are ready to continue to get recharged, because I am talking to Miss Erin White. She is president and CEO of Hexagon Outsourcing Group. So if you're just joining us, I highly recommend that you go ahead and grab your notebooks, because so far this interview has been absolutely amazing. I'm feeling recharged, so I know that each of you are as well. So we talked about a lot for the first half, and I really want to kind of shift focus a little bit. One of the things that a lot of our listeners like is they kind of like, you know, tangible tools that can assist them in building their business. A lot of our audience, they are just starting in business, and then we have seasoned entrepreneurs who are really wanting to take their business to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so we value your expertise. So thank you again so much for being here. So one question that we like to ask our guests, and our listeners love this question because the response has just been really great, is, what is one piece of advice that you would give someone seeking to create, launch, or grow a business?
Okay. So as you can see from the questions I've already answered, I like to color outside the lines a little bit and then come back in. Hopefully that's not an issue. So I want to say two things first that I don't want you to do, that I don't want the listeners to do. And I don't want anyone, if you're a budding entrepreneur, to listen to anyone that tells you to quit your job immediately.
Mm, that's good.
Don't do it.
That's good.
Especially in the climate we are in now, you need your benefits. You need to save money. You need to work on other projects, you know, get some other ideas. Use that time, even though it may be, you may be in a situation where you may not particularly like that job. Make it your own. Make them work for you. Do some things, gain some skills that you can take into your work. Secondly, don't necessarily, we talked about this earlier, don't necessarily base your entrepreneurial endeavor on your last role. Think about all of your experiences and think big about how you can roll those into one or do something completely different and be confident that you can do that. And so that leads me into what I think you should do. Yes. I think you should think big. There is so much going on out here in the world. Think about your skills and how they're transferable, not necessarily the role, and think about what you can do there. And then read everything and read every day. Don't just read what you're interested in. Read about art. Read about tech. Read about, of course, entrepreneurial things. Read about fashion. All these things start mixing in your brain to help you form those big ideas. And they also expand your vocabulary. Also engage. Engage in activities that allow you to step outside of your comfort zone, that allow you to mix with other people that don't think like you, that don't do the same work as you. That will help you. And then stay current. Stay current on what's happening in the world, because that will always give you a signal to what the world needs, to what business, next business needs to happen, or how you can improve upon an existing business. Stay current and listen. And then research. I cannot tell you, Felicia, how sometimes I'm amazed in 2017, people will ask me questions and Google has everything.
Yeah.
Google has everything you need. Please go to Google. Google is your friend. Use it. It is there. And then I want you to go for it. I think a lot of us as high achievers, especially when we were working or doing other things, we overthink the next steps. Just go for it. And that leads me to my last one, or my second to my last one. Fail. It's okay. You said a phrase earlier that lets me know that you read the same book that I did, which is Failing Forward.
Yes.
And that is an amazing book. It teaches you that you almost, to be great, have to act as the antithesis or the exact opposite of what the world says. And that is, it's okay to fail. You don't have to be perfect. And then lastly, if you do fail, try again. That would be my advice.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Guys, if you are just joining, we are here with Ms. Erin White, President and CEO of Hexagon Outsourcing Group, and she is dropping all kind of gems. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we are excited to have you here. That was absolutely amazing. I agree with all of the above. I think that, you know, we're in a climate now where, especially being in this kind of digital space, you know, digital age, where it's so accessible and easy. It's easier for individuals to really step out into being and becoming an entrepreneur. So I know that the tips that you just gave will definitely resonate with our audience. So thank you so much for that. So, you know, as a woman, we have a lot of ladies listening. But as a woman, how do you balance it all, right? I mean, you know, you have your business, you still have your life. Ladies, we got to keep it together. I mean, how do you balance it all? And I know, and I love, I can't wait to hear your response, because someone with your background and who really focuses on goals and things of that sort, productivity, I'm just really curious to know, how do you balance it all?
Well, one, because I believe in being authentic.
Yeah.
I believe you can balance it all. But I believe that things take precedent at some points and others don't. I can tell you my buckets that are important to me are relationships. That's with my family, my friends, you know, my significant other. All of those are very important to me. And then but my health is important. And under that, you have mental health, emotional health, physical health. I know everybody's into looking good these days, but you got to be healthy and looking good. So my God, you know, just making sure that I'm involved in the community, making sure that I'm giving back without any expectation of a return. So if you think about all these life components, as I call them, and then on top of it, you know, we're career women, we're doing things, we're fabulous, you know, and just keeping it together, you know. So I believe that if we acknowledge one, and this is probably going to sound contradictory, one, I believe you can have it all.
Yes.
I just don't believe you can have it all at the same time. But you can have it all. And things, if you ever paid attention to a NASCAR race, these cars, they go in and out of each other. They move backward and forth. And I believe that if you look at those as the priorities in your life, we have to be okay that everybody's not, all of our priorities won't be in first place at the same time. But then they move back and forth, and then you have that support system, hopefully, that'll make that possible.
I love that. You know, we talked a lot about balance and harmony. You know, I know a lot of people feel that balance doesn't, you know, necessarily exist. So thank you so much for your perspective on that, because we can have it all. I like that you said that. So thank you for that perspective. So what are you doing right now in your business that you are really excited about? I know you have an amazing event. I cannot wait to attend. That you are having. So tell our listeners all about the event, how they can join you there, and all that good stuff.
Sure. So on February 25th, we are having, I'm so super excited about this, a Make Your Vision a Reality workshop. And all that really is we want you to come. We'll provide all the tools that you need, but we want you to come with your most pressing priority, yeah. Right? So you can feel harmonious, because I still think you can feel at peace and harmonious, even though things are not all equal. We want you to come with your most pressing priority, and we're going to show you how to map that out and to make a long-term strategy and then employ the short-term goals needed to create that success. So it starts at 8:30 on Saturday, February 25th, and it goes until 12. And so from 8:30 to 9 is a networking piece. And so that's really important. I teach networking differently. Don't go for what you can get. Go for what you can give. So when you're looking at other people, be interested in them. Be interested in what they're doing. Tell your friends. Come out. The other main portion of this is you will be with like-minded individuals. Other people who are pressing toward what it is that they want to do for themselves, and that they need that support system, whether it's in your family, whether it's this group of people you may be meeting that you can call up. So February 25th, 8:30 to 12, and you can find us on Eventbrite, Making Your Vision a Reality workshop.
I love that. And guys, we will make sure that we have that link available for you. One of the things that you guys know about Business Recharge, our movement, is that I do not bring someone on our platform that I have not thoroughly researched. So you know that Miss White is the truth. So if you want to connect with her, and you are in the Atlanta area or surrounding area, or you don't mind traveling like myself, then definitely make sure that you join this workshop. It is one that you absolutely want to be in the place. And I love the networking component of it. I absolutely love that, because, you know, oftentimes, guys, you go to, let's say, a vision board party or something like that, and it's not necessarily because you're busy making your board. You don't really have a lot of time to connect. So I like that you've integrated that into it, because as you guys know, it's not what you know. Sometimes it's who you know. So you definitely got to get to this event so that you can also network. So thanks so much.
I'll say one more thing. We're only accepting 50 people.
Okay.
And we're doing that for exactly what you just said. So it can be consolidated, and you can network and have great conversation.
Yes, absolutely. So guys, we will have that link for you guys so that you can make sure that you join us on the 25th of February at 8:30 a.m. Yes. Awesome. So what do you think? This is interesting. If I were to ask you to define what Business Recharged So recharging your business. Mm-hmm. What does that truly mean to you?
It means a couple of things. And I love the name of the show because I think there is a myth out here that, you know, everybody wants to be a boss. And I get that. But I feel like there's no room for circling back and doing something different or adding another element. You know, we're supposed to be moving forward all the time, and we create this image for ourselves whereby no mistakes can be made. Everybody has to recharge.
Yeah.
So when you recharge your business, that means to me, you're listening to the landscape. Maybe you have to do something differently. So you know what? I'm going to add another element. Or my personal favorite, it goes back to the top of the hour when we were talking about being curious.
Yeah.
And being curious allows you to revamp your offering. If truly the customer is your focus, then you're constantly saying, what does this customer need? Let me improve constantly. Being curious, learning allows you to recharge. And I believe you just don't recharge once, twice, or three times. You should constantly be in recharging mode. So I love the name of this radio.
I love that. I love that. Absolutely. And so what are some final thoughts or you know, any advice, anything that's just in your heart right now that you would like to share with our audience before we close out?
Yeah, it's a couple of things. The first thing is, and we kind of touched on it earlier, but we have to limit and minimize the noise. Social media, they're great tools to drive your business, to meet people, to engage. But sometimes a lot of the stuff that's on there is not real, and it can cloud our judgment, and it can cloud what we want, and it can cause us, instead of recharging, it can cause us to always try to, and this is a phrase I haven't heard in a long time, but keep up with the Joneses. And so try to make our businesses or our lifestyle look the same as other people. But that's not what we're here to do. We're called to be unique, and we're called to show up in a unique way because it's someone here that needs you and needs you to follow your path. Because if you don't follow your path, then they won't get what they need. And so that's the advice that I would leave, or the note that I would leave with your listeners, is to say, be authentic, be true, and if you can, download or pick up that book, Choose Yourself. It will really help with that.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah, authenticity is just, that's where it's at. I mean, you have to be who you are. It's too much work to put on a facade or to be fake or phony. You don't know who you were yesterday, right? So it's too much work to remember all that in the midst of everything that we have to do. So share with everyone how they can connect with you and find out more about you online.
Sure. So on Facebook and Instagram, it's Hexagon Outsourcing. On Twitter, it's Hexagon OG. And my website, it's hexagonoutsourcing.com.
Awesome, awesome. Guys, make sure that you connect. Again, we will have all of her information here for you all so that you can definitely make sure that you connect. And one of the things that I know that you mentioned was that you did have a free offer for our listeners. So thank you so much. I'm excited to be able to offer it to everyone. Can you share with everyone what that is?
Sure. And so that touches back to community and giving back without any expectation of return. I would love to offer your listeners a free 15-minute counseling session on their item of choice that they would like to plan out and use strategic planning for, and to talk a little bit about that moving forward, because everybody needs a listening ear and a sounding board. I would love to do that.
Perfect. Guys, we will have that link for you so that you can go ahead and sign up for your complimentary 15-minute session. I want to thank you again so much for that offer. And thank you so much again for joining us for Business Recharge Radio. I appreciate it. It's been tons of fun. I always like talking to guests, guys, when the time just flies by. You know you're having good conversations, so I appreciate your perspective, all of the amazing information that you provided. I know that everyone has been listening, taking notes. I have some notes of my own, so I want to thank you again for that. So guys, I want to thank you all, our amazing listeners that show up faithfully for our show. I want to thank you so much, guys. You have been sharing, you have been commenting, you have been telling everyone about us, and I just really, really appreciate it. We work really hard to make sure that we bring you guys amazing, amazing content that will assist you in building your business. So I want to thank our sponsors for this amazing, amazing episode. You can read all about them on our website, businessrecharged.biz, and you can also take advantage of their offers on our site. We have offers that are valued over $200 on there, so you definitely want to make sure that you take advantage of that as well. You can learn more about our individualized sponsors on our website. And if you yourself would like to be a guest on an upcoming episode of our Business Recharge radio show, I invite you, we welcome you, I invite you, and you can email info@themackinstitute.com, and we are happy to have you on our show. Again, this has been Felicia Mack, your host of Business Recharge Radio. I look forward to connecting with you very soon in person or online. Do something to bless someone else. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Join us as a sponsor or a guest on an upcoming episode of Business Recharged. Simply email your request to info@themackinstitute.com, and a member of our broadcasting team will get back to you.